It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. After years of sitting vacant, the Doniana County Crisis Triage Center opened its doors to the community. To learn more, Emily Guerra spoke with RI International Doniana County Crisis Triage Center Clinical Director Jess Spone and Program Director Karina Diaz.
Jess, as the clinical director, what is your duty there?
I oversee supervision of some of our peer support specialists and some of our clinicians. I also make sure that our documentation is quality standards, right? That we're providing the best care to our guests. Everyone that comes through is called a guest instead of a client or a patient or a customer. And I do some training for our staff. It's ongoing training that I complete every week to increase their skill set and their ability to be able to serve any type of guest that we get in our facility.
And who can come and receive these services, Jess?
So the individuals that can come and receive services is anyone that's over the age of 18 who's experiencing a mental health or a substance use crisis, however that looks for themselves. So examples of that could be someone that is at the university that's homesick or overwhelmed with finals, someone that needs a little bit of extra support in trying to maintain their sobriety, or someone that recently used and needs a safe place to be and to start their recovery journey. We take people that are experiencing anxiety and a whole host of other types of mental health and substance use concerns. And those who are experiencing suicidal thoughts.
Karina?
Yes. So anyone who is experiencing any sort of distress, and that includes suicidal ideation, or intent to harm, and they are not sure who to turn to, they're feeling alone, hopeless, they can come to the center and we will provide support for them. We're considered a living room. I think that it's a very important thing to note that it is not a locked unit. This is completely voluntary. It is a living room facility, which means it's very comfortable for you to come in, right, and talk to someone. It doesn't look like a hospital. It doesn't look like anything we're kind of used to in terms of crisis care, which is something that I feel it's very important to point out and highlight.
Are they required to have insurance? And what about immigration status?
So for our guests, we do take insurance, but they're not required to have insurance. No one that receives services here with us will receive a bill themselves. And then we do not require immigration status as well.
Why is this an important resource in the community? Karina?
I can start and just you can add if you'd like. This is a very important resource for the community, for any community. I would safely say not only state, but nationally. For anyone experiencing any sort of behavioral distress, emotional distress, this is a better alternative to going to an emergency room. We have everyone here who is trained and has worked specifically in the mental health field, and peer support workers who have lived experience, who can help engage, support, provide hope. We also have, right, our stay is maximum 24 hours, unlike a hospital, where you might see someone spend a few hours there until you get seen and maybe get seen for a few minutes because there are other priorities in an emergency room, of course, that might take precedence. This is our priority. Our priority is aiding anyone who is experiencing any sort of emotional distress and doesn't feel like they have anywhere else to turn.
Jess?
I think that our center is really important in our community, you know, in addition to what Karina was mentioning, because everyone needs a little bit of extra help sometimes. Even if you already have a therapist or a provider for medications, your sponsor, you know, your support system, they're not always available 24/7, and we are. We're here for the individuals at 2 a.m. that are, you know, not feeling themselves. And we're here for individuals that just need somewhere to go to start their recovery journey as well. So in our community, you know, we do with this pandemic, right? There's been a huge uprising in mental health issues. And so we're here to provide that support and that compassionate care, especially with our peer support specialists who have been there and they've been through it, and they can model and show that recovery is possible. And so we can provide that aspect for our community. We are a maximum 24-hour stay. However, the guests that come and receive services with us don't have to stay that full 24 hours. So even if you need support just for, for part of your day, we're here for them as well.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Jess Bone and Karina Diaz at our website, krwg.org.